What's up, everybody? Nathan here with another episode of Freelance Jumpstart TV. And in this episode, we're going to talk about targeting your audience. In my last video, I talked about marketing and trust. The fact that you're going to have to earn your audience's trust in order to get their attention. But first, you need to give them attention, you need to provide overall value, but also you need to be open, transparent, and honest about what is going on in your business. That being said, you cannot market to everyone. If you're thinking to yourself, I want my freelance business to serve everyone, that's the wrong type of thought to have. You cannot market to everyone. There's no way that everyone is going to be your target. If so, you'll never hit the bullseye. If you aim at everything, you'll never hit anything individually. In order to draw people's attention in a compelling way, you're going to have to market to them specifically on an individual level. You've already seen this before in action. Chances are you probably watched TV before. You probably turned on the TV and watched some type of TV channel. For example, let's just say you watch ESPN. ESPN is all about sports. They market about sports and they want sports lovers, people who play sports, and those who like sports very much to watch their show. They don't talk about the news. Now, if it's breaking news, they'll bring it up. But they don't talk about stocks and bonds. They don't talk about insider trading. They don't talk about how to build a house, the DIY. They don't talk about all that. They talk about sports, and it's because of that one focus. When you ask yourself, I feel like watching sports today, you turn it to ESPN because you know what they're going to talk about. Imagine if ESPN said, you know what? We're a bigger news station. We're going to do everything. You wouldn't know what time to turn to ESPN to watch whatever you want to watch because you don't know what they're going to talk about. They talk about everything. In the same manner, you're going to have to ask yourself, what specific marketing focus do I want to take for my freelance business? You're going to have to make that decision. This means you're going to have to choose your target audience so that you can market to them. And this is going to do two things. The first thing it's going to do is it's going to allow you to focus your marketing more specifically on the needs of that particular audience. The second thing it's going to do is going to help your marketing be more efficient. You're not all over the place and you know exactly what type of marketing you're going to serve up every time. As a freelancer, your target is going to be more than likely other businesses. So let's just take this for an example. Do you want to be a freelance copywriter and tell everyone, hey, I'm a freelance copywriter. I can help you with all your copywriting needs. Or do you want to say, I am a freelance copywriter that focuses on writing press releases for the healthcare industry? The second type, at the least, people know what to come to you for. They know I need a copywriter that can help me in the healthcare industry. So they call you. If you're just a broad copywriter who's a freelancer, they may call you, they may not call you, but in all honesty, they're probably not gonna call you because they don't know what to call you for. If you're wondering how can you focus your marketing and where should you start, one of the best ways is to start with something you're already familiar with or you already have insight into. If you're not sure of the industry specifics, do some research. If you don't have any experience, do some research, learn the jargon, learn certain things about the industry so that you can tailor your marketing towards them. One of the best photographers I know is Helena Price. Helena Price first started working in the tech industry, and after she transitioned to being a full-time freelance photographer, she used the knowledge and wisdom that she gained working in the tech industry for years and said to herself, I know there are many tech startups that could benefit from pictures, product photos, and also photos to set the scene for the services they're offering. So I'm going to target them because I know there's a need. And she remembered back when she worked in the industry that there was a need for that. Not only that, but she lives in Silicon Valley where all the tech startups are. So she had the location down, there was a need, and she had insight. So that's where she started with her photos. She has since expanded that and taken other types of portraits and photos, but it all started with what she was most familiar with. So just to drive the point home on how to target your audience, we're gonna do a quick exercise. And this can be another tool to help you choosing the right audience to target. Draw a vertical line on a piece of paper and draw a horizontal line and pick two things or two qualities you wanna focus on in the market. For example, let's just take price and willingness to pay. You know, how is someone's willingness to pay change as it pertains to price? So really you're gonna see it makes four quadrants, and these are the type of things that you can see when you're dealing with price and willingness to pay. You have luxury, you have those that are opportunistic, you have discount shoppers, and you have those who are looking for a bargain. So let's just take high willingness to pay and maybe a high price. Somebody like an Apple really doesn't budge on their prices because they know it's of high quality and people don't mind paying for quality, and we're not gonna change our price. So we're seen as luxury. Sure, there's many things out there that you could buy that are similar to what we offer, but we're not really focused on them. We're focused on providing the best quality for the best price that we have. So that's what you need to come to us for. That's what they focused on, and that's what they've been targeting, and it's been very successful for them. No, they don't have all the customers in the world, but they've done a good job of creating different products to serve some of the other four quadrants that are there, right? So really in your business, take the time to do this. It doesn't have to be price and willingness to pay like I chose. You can do it and say age. Maybe age is young and old. You can also say maybe it's quality, high quality, low quality. It can also be turnaround time. You can say price and turnaround time. Some people really want something very quick. And as a freelancer, if you can turn it around in a week, if you can turn it around in a day, people are willing to pay for that, and that has value. So any quality that has value, you can do this exercise and create, you know, these type of four quadrants that you see. And it can be very helpful in helping you choose what specific audience you want to target with your marketing. Thank you for taking the time to check out this video. I greatly appreciate it. So today we covered how to target your audience. There's another side of the coin, which is how do you position yourself so that people perceive you as the very target you've been marketing. So that's the other side of the coin that we're going to get into in the next video. But for this specific video, as always, there are some show notes that you can go to, some episode notes that you can check out to really help you understand how do you choose your audience. Check those out on the website. As always, if you have questions, hit me up on Twitter, #FreelanceJumpstart. I'll see the question and I'll answer it on the show and make a video tailored to answering that particular question. So I will most definitely catch you in the next video. See ya.